I'm Roby Brock with your Talk Business Update, a recap of the biggest business and political headlines of the last week. All of the 8 metropolitan areas in or connected to Arkansas had jobless rate declines in September compared to August, and they were all down compared to September of 1 year ago. During September, the lowest metropolitan jobless rate was in Northwest Arkansas at 4.9%, and the highest rate was 8.4% in the Memphis-West Memphis metro. The Northwest Arkansas metro area fell below 5% for the first time since November of 2008. And in Central Arkansas, the metro area jobless rate fell below 6% for the first time since December of 2008. In earnings news, El Dorado-based Murphy Oil saw its earnings fall to $226 million in the third quarter. That was a big drop-off from its $406 million quarterly profit 1 year ago. Lower natural gas prices and weaker margins were blamed for the declines. Murphy Oil is in the process of dividing its company into a pure-play exploration and production company and a separate refining and marketing business entity. Arkansas Best Corporation reported third-quarter profits of $6.5 million on rising revenue of $577 million. That was despite weakness in the economy, according to its CEO. 1 year ago, Arkansas Best posted a $12 million quarterly profit on revenue of $511 million. Falling revenue from weak demand and some one-time items doomed USA Truck's third-quarter profitability. The Van Buren-based trucking firm posted a third-quarter net loss of $6.4 million. That was a big uptick from 1 year ago when the company posted a $4.3 million quarterly loss. Metropolitan National Bank said it posted a third-quarter net loss of $1.24 million as the Little Rock-based bank continues trying to right its financial ship. 1 year ago, privately held Metropolitan recorded a $1.6 million loss. Metropolitan's been hit hard during the recession with a multitude of real estate deals and an aggressive expansion plan in Northwest Arkansas that stretched the bank's resources thin. The bank has been under an order from federal bank regulators to improve its capital ratios, which it says it's doing. In less than 2 weeks, Governor Mike Beebe will present his balanced budget to the Arkansas General Assembly, but balancing a potential $400 million Medicaid shortfall will be a tough act. Beebe says he foresees 2 pots of money helping to shore up the Medicaid deficit, but it's not going to close the gap completely. He says that he will recommend an increase in general revenue, which is ongoing money, to help shore up Medicaid. He also says that he'll put some one-time money from the state's $145 million budget surplus towards closing that gap. Beebe also emphasized that he does not see a tax increase as a viable option to generate more Medicaid revenue. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.
On Monday, conductor Lauren Mizell and the Vienna Philharmonic. Mizell says the Vienna Philharmonic has a unique sound.
They have a way of making music which is all their own. There's a warmth and an intelligence.
Lauren Mizell leads the Vienna Philharmonic in music by Wagner in concert at Carnegie Hall on Monday's performance today from 8 p.m.
Performance today, tonight at 8 o'clock, following the evening edition of Ozarks at Large, here on KUAF 91.3 FM.